News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You'd be familiar with the test that was done, the sort of pilot rollout of body cams for on Garda Síochána. The Gardaí now say that they plan to spend 150 million quid over 15 years on rolling that out nationwide so that body cams become ubiquitous for sworn members. Niall Hodgins is with us. He's GRA president. Niall, is this something that Frontline Gardaí will be eager for?
Good morning, Anton, to you and your listeners. A good news day for An Garda Síochána and for the members that we represent, because these body cams, as has been evidenced in other jurisdictions too, they only enhance the frontline safety for our members. They provide indisputable digital evidence, and that consequently, of course, has reflects on an increase in public trust and capturing our interactions, as I say, with our customers and the public as a whole.
Now, can we separate the two of those out, the evidence and the safety? How does it impact safety? Is it that people are less likely to get aggressive with Gardaí if they know they're being recorded?
OK, so what we have seen with the proof of concept that you've alluded to in the introduction is there is an increased sort of frontline safety, because our members would report back that when they activate these machines, there's an instant sort of de-escalation that they've recognised, which is different to the times that they prior to the introduction of the proof of concept for the body cams. Now,
so the camera goes on and people wind their necks in.
Well, you can see what you can see. The member has seen a de-escalation almost instantly. Now, there are other occasions then where matters can escalate too. And what the camera then does, it captures the exact temperature of the event that the member is then dealing with. So subsequent then to the entire interaction, whether it escalates or de-escalates, what we have then is sort of an enhanced accountability of our members' actions, which we have always said have always been professional down through the years. And, FISRU, I'm sure, will benefit from this as well, because they will have a serious amount of reduced complaints, which we have complained of many times in the past that have been vexatious and frivolous. But they still had to be investigated by that particular arm of the state.
And Niall, do you end up in a he said, she said battle in court sometimes? Is it that the guards' evidence of what occurred in those events is not always taken as gospel, and that this will allow a way to cut through that?
Of course there, but the judiciary are very experienced as well. And what this 150 million, the vast majority of it, Anton, will, the camera is probably the smallest part of the expense involved for our government. The vast majority of that money will be spent then on what's called a DEMS, a D-E-M-S, a Digital Evidence Management System. So that system then for the courts, the provider, whoever is going to be the provider of this particular machinery for the guards, will be responsible for processing the information that's secured by investigators. They will also be responsible for storing it. And then logs will be prepared for any access that's gained to any of that footage for any future trials or indeed investigations that may come forward in the future.
Now, that DEM system... go ahead now.
Yep. No, go ahead, Jed. Anton, sorry for interrupting.
No, not a bit. No, what I was going to ask was just that DEM system, I suppose people will listen to that and say that on the one hand, it is very advantageous at trial that the evidence will be available. I suspect there will be those who will say, though, that vast quantities, therefore, of information on public citizens, private citizens, is going to be consumed into some form of AI which verges on Big Brother. Any civil liberties concerns along those lines?
Of course. Well, then, of course, you're getting into the facial recognition provisions. Now, they will be dealt with separately with regards to they will have a sort of very strict applications when they are used. Yes, there'll be a retrospective analysis element of facial recognition. So when the evidence collector, which is the investigator or the guard, collects the evidence, and what we're specifically referring to there now is the biometric data. Now, there will be seriously strict controls over that. And first of all, it will only be used in cases of serious crime or indeed attacks against state security. Now, the live scanning limits part of that, which would be if a camera is capturing members of the public's biometrics, clearly all of that will be overseen by the European Union AI Act. And where the safeguards come in for our general public, they will be the use of the facial recognition, I understand, will be overseen by a High Court judge. So, I mean, gotcha. That provides safeguards and public trust in this system. Understood. that can only be beneficial for all of us.
Niall, thank you very much for your time this morning. Niall Hodgins, who is GRA President.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.